What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, December 16th, 2022, and thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been a heck of a long week and a lot of news, and it's another busy news day. And so we're going to be getting right into that. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. And today is the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. Now, in the 1760s, Britain was deep in debt, so the British Parliament imposed a series of taxes on American colonists to help pay those debts. The Stamp Act of 1765 taxed colonists on virtually every piece of printed paper they used, from playing cards and business licenses to newspapers and legal documents. The Townshend Acts of 1767 went a step further, taxing essentials such as paint, paper, glass, lead, and tea. And the British government felt the taxes were fair, since much of its debt was earned fighting wars, supposedly on the colonists' behalf. The colonists, however, disagreed. They were furious at being taxed without having any representation in Parliament, and felt it was wrong for Britain to impose taxes on them to gain revenue. So the Boston Tea Party was a political protest that occurred on December 16, 1773, at Griffin's Wharf in Boston, Massachusetts. American colonists, frustrated and angry at Britain for imposing taxation without representation, dumped 342 chests of tea imported by the British East India Company into the harbor. This was the first major act of defiance to British rule over the colonists. It showed Great Britain that Americans were not going to take taxation and tyranny sitting down, and rallied American patriots across the 13 colonies to fight for independence. Now, a little footnote, Britain had been taxing playing cards all along, and that is something that continued here in the United States. And the way Britain would tax the playing cards is you could make up a deck of cards yourself, except for one card, the Ace of Spades. That had to be purchased from a British printing shop that was taking care of the tax revenue. And if you were caught making an Ace of Spades and putting it into a deck, the sentence was death for tax evasion. And that's why the Ace of Spades is called the death card. It's why it bears the tax number for the taxes paid for the deck, and why its pip is a lot more ornate than the pips on the other aces, because supposedly it was a finer job of printing from that British shop there. Also, something that isn't mentioned here is the tea that the British East India Company was sending to the colonies was a very cheap blend, specifically designed to maximize profits. And they figured, oh, those colonists, they wouldn't know the difference. And they did indeed. And it was the abuse of the tea tax and the poor quality of the tea that turned America into a predominantly coffee-drinking country. So a little bit of history there on this day. Now, getting into the weather, there is a big blast of ultra-cold air coming in from Siberia, and it's going to hit the U.S. Before Christmas. It's going to go all the way down to Texas. Our local forecasts are showing, you know, right now we're highs are in the 40s and, you know, even into the 50s. Next week on Thursday, when they're predicting snow, the high will be 26, the low will be zero, and it will be like that, you know, for pretty much the rest of the week. So any snow that we get is probably going to stick, and we might have a white Christmas after all. So, you know, please have your warm clothes at hand. You know, don't say, well, it's not that cold, and go on out and get yourself a case of frostbite. You know, have your hand warmers, your gloves, your really good heavy winter clothing, because this one is going to be really, really nasty. And apparently, over in Siberia, the temperature actually went down to 78 degrees below zero in the city of Yakutsk. This was on Monday. So, yeah, this is a bad one. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. All right, getting into politics, a lot is going on there. There are a bunch of lawmakers who are now dealing with getting tangled up with this whole FTX collapse and Sam Bankman fraud. And it turns out that a lot of the members of Congress who were investigating FTX were beneficiaries of the generosity of Sam Bankman fraud. I remember yesterday we reported that the Biden White House is not commenting on whether they're going to return that money, which was gotten illegally. It's the proceeds of a crime. Something like, I think, $5 million is involved there in the case of the White House. But this is pretty widespread because basically one quarter of the entire Congress, that's 130 Democrats and Republicans, took donations from Sam Bankman fraud, and now they're in this very tricky spot where they may have to return that money. It may be clawed back by the bankruptcy court. And, of course, their own images are being tainted by being associated with this disaster. And it was only months ago that Sam Bankman fraud was touted as the next George Soros. And he was the second largest donor to Democrats in 2022 behind George Soros himself. And now this 30-year-old founder faces eight charges for financial crimes, including campaign finance violation, conspiracy, and wire fraud. Okay. Now, the National Archives have warned President Joe Biden's lawyers that hundreds of emails related to Hunter Biden and his Burisma business deals were to be publicly released. Yeah, they've come to the end of their time of being classified. They're about to be released here. And the White House has yet to say whether Biden would try and stop the release of 185 email messages and 75 partials emails by claiming executive privilege. If not, the emails will be released on February 28th. Now, I don't think executive privilege extends to your family. Okay, and Hunter Biden and his Burisma dealings were not official government business, so I really don't think that executive privilege is going to work here or an executive order, but I'll bet Joe Biden is looking at ways to keep this from happening, and oh my goodness, lightning struck the National Archives, and oh, all that terrible stuff got burned down here. All right, now... the reporter behind the 50 former Intel officials Hunter Biden propaganda actually ignored a denial by the director of national intelligence. And looking at the timeline of what was going on when all this stuff was coming on out, on October 16th, Representative Adam Schiff suggested the laptop might be a part of a Russian effort to smear Biden. And then, still fighting this bug. On the 19th, John Ratcliffe said there was no intelligence at all to support the claim that the laptop was part of a Russian disinformation campaign, and journalists just ignored that denial. And they went ahead putting out this story that, oh, yes, the laptop is just Russian propaganda. And, you know, we've got 50 intelligence officials who are saying it's Russian propaganda. So pay no attention to the nude pictures and the pictures of Hunter with his crack pipe. That's all just manufactured by Russia and so forth and so on. And clearly, obviously, this interfered with the 2020 election, because I think the last poll said that some 17% of Democratic voters who voted for Joe Biden would not have done so had they known the details of the laptop. So that's election interference by the government itself here. All right. Now, Tucker Carlson came on out and did an amazing broadcast last night. The subject was on the JFK assassination, the Warren Commission, and basically offered more evidence that the CIA was involved in this assassination, and that Lee Harvey Oswald had been a CIA asset for at least several months before the actual assassination itself. And then there is this issue of CIA psychiatrist Jolly West. who visited with Jack Ruby when Jack Ruby was in jail after gunning down Lee Oswald. It turns out this same individual made 12 or more visits to Timothy McVeigh when he was in jail for the Oklahoma City bombing of the Alfred Murrah Federal Building. Okay. Now, Dr. Louis Jolion West, the full name of Jolly West, he was a UCLA mind control expert for the CIA who pronounced Jack Ruby insane after Jack Ruby suggested there had been a conspiracy in the JFK assassination. And this same individual also handled Sirhan Sirhan while he awaited trial for the murder of Robert Kennedy. What an amazing coincidence this one individual is playing head games with all of these individuals. And this was all started, of course, by the fact that there's been another release of JFK assassination records, but not all of them. There are still some 5,000 documents that are being withheld. And if it was just an open and shut case that crazed lone nut assassin Lee Harvey Oswald gunned down the president, why all the secrecy for so many years? Anyway. Now, out in California, in San Bernardino County, which has all by itself 2.2 million people, they are rather appalled at the way the rest of California is going heavy left, progressive. And so San Bernardino County is now studying the possibility of secession and becoming their own state. And they would basically be, San Bernardino County is really huge. It's politically mixed. And it's got more land area than 9 of the other states. So it could be a real possibility. We'll see what's going to happen on there. All righty, getting on to Twittergate and the release of the Twitter files showing that government and corporations worked with Twitter to suppress speech they did not want regarding election fraud, regarding the war, regarding Joe Biden, regarding vaccine safety, and so forth and so on. To date, the major corporate news networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, and MSNBC, have spent a grand total of 14 minutes combined covering the Twitter files. Okay, and they're having to report on it because we're talking about it all over the independent media, and they're trying hard not to look like they're ignoring or covering up the story, even though that's exactly what they're doing. So CBS, ABC, and NBC have not discussed the Twitter files in the last week. MSNBC's coverage basically consisted of hosts trying to dismiss the revelations as being completely unimportant. You know, there's nothing there. And, it's really kind of funny because just, I guess, a month ago, if you said Twitter is censoring us, they would have said you're a conspiracy theorist. And now that it's been proven that Twitter was censoring people, it's old news. That's yesterday's laundry. We don't need to talk about that day. So, this has got a lot of people rattled. Now, the European Union is threatening to lay sanctions against Twitter following the suspension of several establishment media journalists over allegedly sharing the private location of Elon Musk's jet. In other words, they doxed him. And Elon Musk is very concerned about his and his family's safety right now. And so he basically, these reporters who were doxing him have been had their accounts blocked. And Twitter has adopted a strict no dox policy. If you give out somebody's location or address, even if it's already elsewhere in the public record, your account is banned permanently. And for some reason, the European Union is just really saying, oh, no, you can't do that. And we're going to sanction you here. Over at Google, they really do want the races angry at each other and fighting each other. And Now, Google has sort of reached back into history and resurrected those old whites-only, colored-only signs on water fountains and bathrooms. And Google, in the name of combating racism, is going to mark the race of owners of various businesses so that racists of all varieties can patronize only the stores of their favored group. And if Google's far-left ideologues really thought this through, they would realize that if you want to eradicate racism, this is not the way to do it. You do not end racism by being racist. It just does not work, will not work. All right, let's talk about COVID here. We're coming up on the end of the month, and in addition to Christmas, that means that Dr. Anthony Fauci steps down as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and as Joe Biden's chief medical advisor. And he's already out there saying, well, after I'm gone, there's going to be terrible misinformation. There's going to be all kinds of false things coming on out about COVID and where it came from and whether the vaccines were working. So he's clearly nervous that he's not going to be in a position to influence media, especially social media, especially Twitter, to keep the official story intact. Okay, and despite all the bad news about the vaccines, the Biden administration is trying to make the expired COVID rules for healthcare workers permanent. And federal agency for workplace safety has submitted a final draft of rules to the White House Budget Office for review. This is coming from OSHA, and they see exposure to COVID-19 as a matter of workplace safety, and so they're getting ready to have a permanent set of rules for the workplace regarding COVID. In other words, you're going to be wearing masks, you know, until the company goes out of business. They're not the only ones. Philadelphia is getting ready to bring back mandatory face coverings in schools starting in January to be proactive against the winter viruses after Los Angeles, New York City, and Washington State issued mask recommendations. So they're going back to the masks, and they're going to make a lot of money off of those masks. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the so-called purebloods, people who never got the vaccines, and they are not contaminated with spike viruses, and there are people concerned about blood transfusions from vaccinated people. I remember there was a brief time after the vaccine started coming out where blood banks were saying, no, we can't accept blood from you if you've been vaccinated. Then that went away, and they started sucking blood out of just about anybody. So up in Washington State, there was a baby boy named Alex, was bought with a slight heart defect, was also severely anemic, and he needed a blood transfusion. This actually does happen where newborn babies, for one reason or the other, will have to have full replacement of their blood. It actually happened to me. I was born a blue baby. And the parents had a close friend who died from a heart attack right after getting the COVID mRNA jab. And so the parents insisted that unvaccinated blood be used for the transfusion. And they arranged and paid for an unvaccinated donor to donate the blood. And when it came time to administer the transfusion, the hospital just completely forgot about the parents' request, and they used vaccinated blood from the general stockpile. The baby got a large blood clot that reached from his knee to his heart that did not respond to any of the blood thinners. The baby died 12 days later. Now the hospital is claiming they don't have any records of the baby ever being there, but of course the parents have got photos, they've got the medical bills, and they've got the death certificate reporting where the baby died. And I imagine there's one heck of a lawsuit that is coming on out. But apparently vaccinated blood does carry the spike protein because normally, you know, babies, newborn babies do not get blood clots. It just does not happen. All righty. There's been another autopsy report. This was over at brownstone.org. And it found that three people who died unexpectedly at home with no pre-existing condition shortly after the COVID vaccine were likely killed by the vaccine. two other deaths were found to be possibly caused by the vaccine. This report was published in Clinical Research in Cardiology. Oh, my goodness, how time flies. Okay, we're going to come back to the story after these few words from our sponsors.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about this new autopsy report. It was published in Clinical Research in Cardiology, the official journal of the German Cardiac Society. And it talks about these autopsies that were carried out at Heidelberg University Hospital back in 2021. And these were done by Thomas Longrich and Peter Schirmacher. And they found that in five deaths that occurred within a week of the first or second dose of vaccination with an mRNA vaccine, inflammation of the heart tissue due to an autoimmune response triggered by the vaccine had likely or possibly caused the deaths. So the evidence continues to pile up. This stuff is bad. Now, getting on back to Twittergate, Two of the controversial doctors, Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough, have been reinstated at Twitter after previously being banned for, you know, saying the, you know, these vaccines may not be safe. And, well, we can't talk about that. You know, we all own stock in Pfizer and Moderna and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, the cover-up really spread further than that. Over at the Federalist, they have a report on how U.S. intelligence agencies are keeping key information about the origins of COVID from congressional investigators. And they're basically obstructing congressional oversight by failing to disclose the relevant information. And this goes back to this idea that COVID emerged from this Wuhan virology lab that was conducting this gain-of-function research being funded by the U.S. government. So there are biological weapons being developed out there. All righty. And again, they knew these things were harmful. Judicial Watch has been filing Freedom of Information Acts and, in some cases, lawsuits with various government agencies. And today they received 699 pages of records from the Department of Health and Human Services regarding data that Moderna submitted to the Food and Drug Administration on its mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, which indicate a statistically significant number of rats were born with skeletal deformations after their mothers were injected with the vaccine while carrying the little rat embryos here. And the documents also reveal Moderna elected not to conduct a number of standard pharmacological studies on the laboratory test animals. Old Chinese proverb, never ask a question that you do not want the answer to. Anyway, Judicial Watch obtained the records through a September 2021 Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed after the FDA, the CDC, and the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease failed to respond to a standard Freedom of Information Act request. And they knew there was harm. They knew these mRNA shots were going to cause harm. And, you know, they're giving it to mothers. The mothers are going to produce children with skeletal deformities. I mean, this is like a replay of the thalidomide scandal. I mean, that's how bad this has gotten. Okay, over in Great Britain, Conservative Party Member of Parliament Andrew Bridgen has dropped a bombshell allegation on the floor of the House of Commons. He revealed he's got smoking gun whistleblower testimony from officials who say they were pressured to cover up the information about soaring heart attacks among people getting the vaccine in order to protect the big pharmaceutical corporations. You know, the profits are more important than people. That's the attitude that we're seeing here. And in fact, there's an article on this very subject. It's from America Out Loud. And it's saying, Big Pharma's dirty secret, patent monopolies are more important than patient safety. And insider Hedley Reese exposes the pharmaceutical industry is more and more divorced from developing safe medicines for patients in pursuit of whole portfolios of patents on more molecules in a drive to see how many a company could accumulate and prevent competitors from developing. And, it's big business and big money. And so what if a few tens of thousands or 100,000 people die? You're being so picky. I mean, there's too many people on planet Earth anyway. You know, we can afford to lose a few. All righty. Now, as you're already aware, because we've discussed it so many times, over the years, there have been a growing list of required vaccines for children to go to school. Now, when I was a kid, it was basically one. I don't even remember what it was for. Today, it's something like 37 or even more than that. And, the CDC comes out every year. These are now the recommended childhood vaccinations. And most of them are vaccines that the CDC owns the patent on. So there's a little bit of an economic conflict of interest. But in the wake of the damage caused by the COVID shots, parents are now starting to question this whole idea of school vaccine mandates. And, you know, opposition to this has grown significantly. 35% of parents now oppose requirements that children receive routine immunizations to go to school. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And welcome back to our show here. Let's go to the international news, and things are unfortunately getting quite tense. Moscow is claiming they have data confirming that U.S. and Poland are involved directly in attacks in Russia. And so this is not a war between Russia and Ukraine. It is already a war, clandestine war, if you will, between Russia and NATO. And right now, according to Russia Today, a United States infantry company arrived in Estonia this week as part of NATO's effort to boost its deterrence on the military alliance's eastern border, according to Estonia's defense minister. And apparently the service members are stationed at the Tara base in the town of Voru. One of their primary tasks is to train Estonian military personnel and enhance the two armies' interoperability. Okay. More explosions have been heard at Russia's Kursk air base. There was a drone swarm. It's being said that the swarms are made by Iran. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting story about that. We don't know if they're Iranian drones or if this is just more propaganda to say, we have to go after Iran. We, you know, could be either way. But Iran really was not in the drone business until they hacked a U.S. drone that was flying over their territory conducting espionage. And they convinced it to land on Iranian soil. And they grabbed it, reverse engineered it, started making copies, and all of a sudden they're in business. And so that's kind of funny. Anyway, getting on back to Kursk, Anton Gerashenko, an advisor to the Ukrainian Interior Ministry, Interior Minister, said that an unknown drone had hit targets at the Russian airbase in Kursk, 60 miles from the border with Ukraine. Now, Kiev never directly acknowledges any attacks on Russian territory. That would basically invite Russian retaliation deep into Ukrainian territory, which apparently already happened because there's been another massive missile strike from Russia on infrastructure facilities in the territory of Ukraine. And let's see, this the Zaporizhia district were hit. The subway was stopped. Electricity was partially lost. The water supply is shut down. And so it's a lot of damage going into this very cold winter. Now, there's a lot of talk going on about the U.S. sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine. Is this just showing off? Is it a bluff? Is it bluster? Is it a real threat to Russia? But Russia is warning of an unpredictable spiral that may occur if the U.S. does send the Patriot missiles to Ukraine. You know, it's getting to be a little tit for tat. We're going to give them this weapon. No, we're going to do something better. Well, we got to do something better. And then, oh, we got to do something better. And it rapidly gets out of control. And Russia has already said that all of these foreign supplied weapons inside Ukrainian territory are legitimate targets of war. Okay. Let me reply to. All right, let's see. Anyway, Russia has announced that they're going to double the number of test launches of its ICBMs to 8 in 2023 from the 4 that occurred here in 2022. And they're basically out there saying they're going to use 2 launch sites, one near Murmansk in the north, the other near Volgograd in the south. And basically, the military newspaper Krasnaya Zvezda said the launches had taken place this year to confirm the high reliability of the missile systems. Well, I'm pretty sure that Russia knows they're reliable. Doubling the test is meant to send a message to potential enemies in a conflict that, yes, these missiles go where we want them to go. So a little bit more saber-rattling coming from Russia. They have started deployment of the Yars strategic missile. And Russia released footage showing the new deployment of Yars strategic missile, which can be tipped with a nuclear warhead, and it's able to reach Europe and the U.S. mainland. These were being set up in the Tver region north of Moscow. It comes a day after clips emerged of another Yars rocket being loaded into the ground at the Kozelsky base, 160 miles south of Moscow. Now, the Yars has a range of between 6,800 and 7,000 miles, and it carries between 3 and 6 MIRV warheads in the 300 to 500 kiloton range, or 6 to 9 warheads of the 150 kiloton yield. So that's a pretty nasty weapon right there. But Russia is also talking about their new Sarmat missile, which is specifically designed to penetrate existing anti-missile systems. And it's a liquid-fueled heavy ICBM. It had its first successful test launch back in April. It's meant to replace the aging Vovoda missile as the backbone of the silo-based component of the Russian nuclear triad. And basically the way it works is its boost phase is very short and intense. It's a high G burn that gets the rocket up very quickly and allows for the release of the warheads, the MIRV warheads, much earlier in the flight, which makes them much harder to detect and intercept. And, you know, that's the way an ICBM works. It boosts up, then it goes through a stage called busing, where the missile adjusts itself, releases a warhead, adjusts itself again, releases a MIRV, adjusts itself again, releases a MIRV, and then the MIRVs follow ballistic paths to their intended targets. And between the ionization formed by coming down through the atmosphere and the cone shape, which is kind of a natural stealthy shape, they are going to be very hard to detect, track, and intercept. No doubt there will be a thermal plume around them, but any infrared heat-guided countermissiles are going to focus on the centroid of that heat bloom, which is going to be somewhat behind the actual MIRV itself. All right. The Pentagon is planning to send Ukraine advanced electronic equipment that transforms traditional missiles into smart bombs. And this is basically a bolt-on package. They can put it on missiles. They can also put it on bombs to turn dumb bombs to smart bombs. It's a laser seeker on the front head and an electronics package on the back that allows the added-on equipment to actually steer the bomb or missile in flight to the target. And so they're very, very accurate, very, very capable. But Russia's military expert came on out reminding everybody that Kiev's military aviation isn't set up to use these smart bombs. So they're just going to sit on the ground and, you know, rust until somebody gets some new airplanes over there. We have seen Zelensky asking for money and money and more money. He calls up Joe Biden, says, send me more money or I'll put out the information about Hunter and Burisma. And so the money is pouring out there. They're so poor over there. The Zelenskys are so poor. I mean, she went to Paris and she only got to spend 40,000 euro on her Christmas shopping spree. I mean, talk about suffering. I mean, I don't know how they do it on that little amount of money. Speaking of money, the European Union has agreed to a ninth Russia sanctions package. There was a serious division regarding food because obviously Europe still needs to get food from Russia because they're coming up on famines there. And after a few adjustments, they went ahead and said, yes, we're going to sanction Russia even harder. The Russian embassy basically came on out saying that this is a gesture of feeble outrage. Okay. And so anyway, over at the United Nations, and this is kind of weird. Okay. There was a resolution that was introduced to basically combat the glorification of Nazism. In other words, the United Nations thinks it's a real problem when people have swastikas on their arms or fly the swastika flag or any of that stuff. Now, me, you know, I really don't care because, you know, when you're a kid and you wanted to play Cowboys and Indians, you wanted to be the Cowboys. Didn't want to be the Indians, wanted to be the Cowboys. They're going to win. When you played Cops and Robbers, you wanted to be the Cops, okay, because the Cops win in Cops and Robbers. So the small kids got to play the bad guys and the Indians and the rest of it. Well, this whole idea that people are running around, you know, just enthralled and worshiping the Nazis, I'm sorry, they lost. Okay, and I don't think there's that big a deal in glorifying the losers of the last big war. But the United Nations felt this was an issue. And the United States actually voted against this. Okay, and that's a real head scratcher. Now, out of the 180 countries present for the vote, This was a General Assembly resolution. The 120 voted in favor of combating Nazi ideology. 50 countries, including the USA, Ukraine, Poland, Finland, Germany, and Italy, voted against it, and 10 nations abstained. The Russian diplomat, Deputy Permanent Representative to the United Nations, Gennady Kuzmin, said, this is absolutely shocking. And I tend to agree. We've been raised to think the Nazis were the bad guys. Okay, let's have a resolution saying you can't say they were the good guys. Well, it's a kind of contrary to the First Amendment, but I can see where you're going here. And but the U.S. voted it down, and Russia says that's kind of shocking. And so this whole issue of what is and is not Nazism is now up in the air because everybody is struggling for some kind of a definition there. All righty. NATO's multinational battle group in Bulgaria has now reached full operational capability. This milestone was marked by a ceremony presided over by Bulgaria's Chief of Defense, Admiral Emil Eftimov, and the commander of Italy's Joint Operations Command, Lieutenant General Francesco Paolo Figliolo. Okay, I think I got that right. Anyway, the battle group was established on the 1st of March, and they are now prepared for war in the Balkans and the Black Sea region. So everybody's lining up. Anybody here not think we're heading into a major, major war? Meanwhile, Germany is the latest NATO country to actually start running out of ammunition because of all the materials they have been sending to Ukraine. And, you know, Ukraine has become a black hole for weapons and money. And, you know, like real black holes, it's going to go in, it's never going to come out. Meanwhile, a Dutch journalist has said that Germany is a total dictatorship now. The sad truth is that if anyone is living under the thumb of any government, they are a slave and experiencing total dictatorship. So this Dutch journalist, Sonja van den Ende, said that the Western nations have used the Ukraine conflict as an excuse to destroy what was left of the freedom of speech and literally every other shred of freedom we thought we had. We certainly have been seeing that here in the United States as well. All righty. There have been new clashes at the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. One person reported dead, over a dozen injured. And so they're cranking up there as well. Now, let's see. A Russian military expert, Konstantin Sivkov, says war with NATO could begin next spring. And he is saying it is time for Russia to start making those war preparations now. And says Russia must prepare missiles for the impending war with NATO. And we need to produce more powerful and modern weapon systems, given the inevitability of a clash with NATO in the near future. Now, there was an interesting story that just came over the wire, and it had to do with the Department of Defense taking a motion to the United Nations, calling on nations not to conduct direct ascent anti-satellite missile tests. The United States voted in favor. China and Russia voted against it because they already have direct ascent satellite anti-satellite weapons. And the stated reason for this measure was to basically avoid destructive debris in space. And I'm glad somebody else has noticed this because I've been talking about this for a very, very long time. And the sad reality is that when this war cranks up for real, you know, before the mushroom clouds start blooming and the toxic clouds of bacteria start wafting over the landscape, this is going to be one heck of a fireworks show in the nighttime sky, because it's going to be like a billiard table. They're going to knock one out there. It's going to roll over and hit another and then hit another. And it's just going to cascade. And all of this amazing technology that has been put into space during my lifetime, it's all going to be just garbage. And near-Earth orbit's going to become a no-man's land. It will be decades before we can safely put anything else up there. So that's what we need to avoid. Of course, if World War III happens, there might not be any people to worry about putting up any spacecraft here. All right, there are five flashpoints that may explode into full, outright, we're not kidding, this is real war in 2023. The first is Serbia. Ethnic tensions there are at the highest level in more than two decades. The president of Serbia just convened an emergency gathering of the National Security Council. That's not a good sign. There is the ongoing war between China and India, a border dispute there. There's been another violent clash there as well. Then there, of course, there's the issue of Taiwan. Is China going to try and invade Taiwan? And if so, will the U.S. and its allies respond and we'll have a war in the Western Pacific? Iran is high up on that list here. There will be a war between Iran and Israel. The open question is, who's going to come in on Israel's side? Obviously, the U.S. And who will come in on Iran's side? Quite possibly, Russia and China. And finally, of course, the other hotspot is the Ukraine itself, which is clearly already spiraling out of control. All right. Now, let's see. All right, a little bit of bad news. We've all been talking about the F-35, which, to be very honest, the only thing really impressive about it is the price tag. And they were there was an air show going on, and it was at the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base Fort Worth, and they were the F-35B was conducting a vertical landing.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, You have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here, and getting into the economic news, over 60% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck thanks to Bidenflation. And that is a real serious situation here. They're basically, their paycheck is gone for rent or mortgage payment, food, clothing, gas, medical, and there's nothing left to invest, nothing left to save here. And over at the Philadelphia Fed, they're admitting that the U.S. jobs report was overstated by at least 1.1 million jobs. Okay? In other words, they were, you know, cooking the books. They were padding the numbers to try and make the government look good, and they got caught at it. All righty. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by 50 basis points. That pushed the federal funds rates to 4.5%. The last time rates were this high was in 2007. That's bad news for an economy addicted to easy money. And let's see, how did the markets end up today, he said, putting on his reading glasses. Not as bad as yesterday. The Dow was about 280 down. Yesterday, it bottomed out at over 900 down here. So things were not going good there. All right, U.S. vegetable prices have increased by 38% in November, but the government is still out there trying to say that inflation is under control and nothing to worry about here. Just, you know, go back to, hey, how about that World Cup here? World coal consumption is going to reach an all-time record by the end of 2022 because of the shortages of natural gas. And so they're basically restarting the coal-fired power plants. And, yeah, I'm sure all the lefties and climate people are going to go, you know, absolutely bonkers about that. But let's take all the people who insist humans are warming the globe and, you know, put them outside in light clothing when that Siberian blast comes on down here and see if their attitude changes here. Meanwhile, the Internal Revenue Service mistakenly released the private data of roughly 112,000 taxpayers in September and again in late November. So they cannot be trusted with your private data. All righty, getting on to the border, things are going out there. Karine Jean-Pierre came out saying that Biden has done the work on the border. Doesn't say exactly what Biden's work was supposed to be. I mean, we think it's supposed to be to close the border off here. But according to Republican Senator Josh Hawley, he's saying Biden officials don't want a border, okay? And they're executing their plan to completely dissolve the southern border, leading to the formation of the North American Union, which is going to be Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. Not sure how the Canadians are going to feel about that. Little bit of good news, a federal judge has blocked the Biden administration from scrapping the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. So good for that judge, and I'm sure that's going to be good news for the people living at the border. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.